The plan for the Brokaw Ridge Renewable Energy Center is to combine ethanol production with steam turbine technology to produce 99 megawatts of clean renewable power. On one side of the plant, natural gas will fuel the distillation process that produces ethanol from corn. Then the ethanol will be used to run steam turbines to produce electricity. Dan Schultz is in charge of public relations for the project. He says unlike traditional coal-fired power plants, this one won't produce any harmful emissions.
Coming out of the stack, we have no sulfur dioxide, no carbon monoxide, no unburned hydrocarbons, all of which are problematic.
Instead, the only emissions the plant will produce are water and CO2. The plant will link to the state power grid at a substation just 300 feet from where developers plan to build it, in the village of Brokaw, just north of Wausau. That means no large transmission lines are needed. Developers plan to sell ownership shares in the plant to area farmers who will provide the 7 million bushels of corn a year needed to fuel it. And designers of the new plant say they've solved the odor problems that plague most ethanol production facilities. The plan is to capture the fumes produced in the distillation process and burn those along with the ethanol to power the steam turbines. Ethanol production also requires large amounts of water, and that's prompted some communities to refuse to site ethanol plants because of the impact they may have on local aquifers. But Schultz says that won't be a problem for the Brokaw plant.
They will be able to readily collect a great deal of surface runoff water, rain and snowmelt. And the estimates are that 90% of the plant's water usage can be supplied by runoff water.
Schultz says the energy the plant produces should command a premium price because it qualifies as an official renewable energy source. Utility companies have to meet annual quotas for green energy, and Schultz says power from the new ethanol plant will be more attractive than the wind power utilities often buy to fill those quotas.
A lot of times they're purchasing that power just to say they've purchased it, but they really have no use because the wind is blowing in the middle of the night and there's not a power demand. In this case, renewable power is available when you need it. You know, if you, on that hot, still summer day, you can purchase this power and add the power generation capacity that you need, and at the same time, you're purchasing renewable power, which is helping you meet your renewable power quotas.
Because the plant will generate less than 100 megawatts of power, it doesn't need approval from the Public Service Commission. Groundbreaking on the new plant is planned for next summer. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.